Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Yes, Kara. My name is Paula Hawkins, and the fraud department of my bank notified me today of a charge of $56.95 with your telephone number, and I do not know what the charge is for.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code, ma'am?
81507.
You stated that it's 81507.
Correct.
Okay. And your first and last name, I'm sorry?
Paula Hawkins.
Could it be listed under James Hawkins?
Yes, that's my husband.
Okay. I do have an account here listed with that customer. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify the customer's mailing address?
230 Lake Road, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81507.
Yes, ma'am. I see that they have the customer here listed, signing up to receive the tactical bag.
And that was supposed to have been for the $7.95 shipping.
What's taking place is that the customer pays the postage to receive the free gift, and it informs him that he would have to pay the subscription fee as well prior to signing up.
And what's the subscription for?
It's to the store that offers the free gift survey. In return, they issue a $125 voucher gift card to that store.
So the $56.95 was for the satchel?
It was for the subscription fee to the store that offered that item.
Oh,
well,
my God.
The transaction was declined, so the customer will not receive the voucher gift card.
Okay. And the $7.95 was for the shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wow. That is deceiving. Do you folks have anything to do with the website? Because it's very deceiving.
This is a third-party customer service call center.
Okay. So who would I talk to? I think that was through Sam's Club. Was that a Sam's Club promotion?
We just deal with the transactions here, ma'am. I'm not sure where the customer received the promotion from.
Okay. So how can I cancel the subscription?
I'm able to go ahead and get the account canceled here as of today. The transaction was declined, so they didn't receive any additional funds outside of postage.
Okay. Will there be a confirmation number? Hello?
At this time, I was taking the time out to have the subscription canceled, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
The subscription has successfully been discontinued. I can provide you with the confirmation number. It'll be C as in Charlie. 259-180-951.
C as in Charlie, 259-180-951.
Is the confirmation cancellation number? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.